We've heard about the impact of GM and Chrysler's bankruptcies on workers, retirees, company executives. In Michigan, the car company's troubles are affecting just about everyone. Sarah Swick of member station WDET got a sense of the mood in the Motor City.
If you live in Michigan, especially in Detroit, you certainly understand what it's like to be relentlessly bombarded by bad news. So most here have developed a certain ability to hold the external world at arm's length in order to get on with the business of everyday life.
Cheers.
On the day GM filed for bankruptcy, that skill was very much in evidence at Detroit's Woodbridge Pub, where talk focused more on the local music scene and the Detroit Red Wings than on the auto industry. But the fall of GM, perhaps the symbol of Detroit's industrial prowess, is impossible for even the most hardened Detroiters to ignore. Allison Harris is a waitress at the Woodbridge Pub, and like many here, has deep family roots in the auto industry.
I know if my grandmother was alive, her husband was employed by GM, if she was alive and saw that happen, I know it would be crushing to her for like what she, even though she saw the city degrade significantly in her lifetime, I think that would have been an epic symbol.
But Harris says while GM's bankruptcy is a huge blow to Michigan, many younger residents accept that the state needs to break with its industrial past.
These different ideas that we've kind of grown up with make us more ready to accept that fate as something that's not necessarily totally debilitating or totally destructive.
But while many residents may be resigned to the auto industry's decline, Michigan's leaders are in a genuine state of panic. Governor Jennifer Granholm is usually a relentless Michigan booster. Granholm now uses phrases like ground zero and economic Armageddon to describe Michigan's situation.
Our largest employers are in this huge transition moment. This is why this next period of time for Michigan is going to be very, very difficult.
Governor Granholm says Michigan's auto suppliers urgently need to retool to supply growth industries like alternative energy.
Whatever it is on the backside of this bankruptcy, Michigan is going to be a different state.
Back at the Woodbridge Pub in Detroit, automotive engineer Joe O'Brien says the bankruptcy may signal more than just the end of the GM era.
We as a company, as a country, probably have gotten to the point now where we see a middle class are declining, and we probably cannot support the level of individual automobile purchases that we have in the past. Unfortunate, but it's true.
Though nearly everyone in Michigan talks about diversifying the state's auto-based economy, it's clear that many here hope to retain what's left of it. But whatever the future GM looks like, it certainly won't bear any resemblance to the golden age of the American auto industry. Like in 1954, when GM was the world's mightiest automaker and had just produced its 50 millionth car.
A car that marks a proud feat of the teamwork of American productive achievement. Unmatched anywhere, at any time. The manufacture by the people of one company of 50 million motor cars. This is achievement.
And it seems that most people here are ready, if only reluctantly, to leave their cultural and economic love affair with cars behind. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.